Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Heads of the Colored People, Stories, by Nafisa Thompson Spires, read by Adenrale Ojo. Heads of the Colored People, 4 fancy sketches, 2 chalk outlines, and no apology. 1. Riley wore blue contact lenses and bleached his hair, which he worked with gel and a blow dryer and a flat iron some mornings into Sonic the Hedgehog spikes, so stiff you could prick your finger on them, and sometimes into a wispy side-swooped bob with long bangs, and he was black. But this wasn't any kind of self-hatred thing. He'd read The Bluest Eye and Invisible Man in school, and even picked up Disgruntled at a book fair. And yes, they were good, and there was some resonance in those books for him. But this story isn't about race, or the shame of being alive, or any of those things. He was not self-hating. He was even listening to Drake, though you could make it Fetty Wap if his appreciation for trap music changes something for you. Because all that's relevant here is that he wasn't against the music of his people, or anything like that. As he walked down Figueroa with his earbuds pushed in, just far enough so as not to feel itchy. Riley was wearing the wispy swooped version of his bangs and listening to Drake or Fetty, and he was black with blue contacts and bleached blonde hair. And yes, there are black people who have both of those things naturally, without the use of artificial accoutrements, so we can move past the whole phenotypically this or...